a need to essentially embrace those folks who maybe have diametrically opposed views to some of the Catholic dogma. And I talked to Bishop Malone about some people's views that perhaps this softening of tone might be a signal that there might be a change in substance. And the bishop said, you know, he understands that a lot of people think that, but that he does not think that's the direction that it's going. And in fact, he came right out and said that in terms of changing church dogma, quote, there's not a chance of that. The cardinals of the church would never, ever elect a pope who they thought was a risk in terms of changing the actual doctrine of the church. But here's the interesting thing. Even with this change in tone that the pope has talked about, it would seem to put some bishops in a bit of a bind.
Doesn't the change in tone almost make it more difficult for bishops like yourself to take a super strident stand against, as you point out, same-sex marriage or abortion or those other, as you call them, hot-button issues?
The day, interestingly, a couple of days after that famous long interview with Pope Francis was published, he had a meeting in Rome with Catholic gynecologists. And one of his strong themes was that they needed to fight abortion and protect the rights of the unborn. He referred to abortion as a symptom of a throwaway culture. So, I mean, you don't see any softening of the Pope there.
And we all know the Pope comes from the Jesuit background. Did you sense that controversy at all between the two?
Well, he talked about how Bishop Malone's exact words were the church must still proclaim the truth, even on these difficult, challenging things. But then he added that all of the leaders in the church realize that it has to be done in a loving, gracious way.
Well, on another topic with the bishop, the difficult local issue of downsizing and consolidation may not be a thing of the past for our Catholic community, kind of indicated about the grade schools and what's happening at that level in the future.
We saw a lot of heartache, a lot of controversy over church closings, and the bishop acknowledged that there may be a couple or a few more of those as well, but the big issue now is sort of, the diocese likes to talk about right-sizing the elementary schools. The bishop basically says that there is tremendous underutilization of buildings, empty buildings or buildings that just don't have the capacity, and he says that creates some issues.
Which means that those schools with empty seats are often competing for the same students, you know, which creates huge problems to sustain those schools. And we have to spend much more money sustaining those not full buildings that could be used in another way to enhance and strengthen the academic experience.
And the problem always comes down to the populations in these Catholic schools. Some do very well, but some still lack the amount of students needed to be a strong school.
And of course, the bishop's point with that is that if you do have, you know, schools that have a lot of empty seats, you're paying for utilities, you're paying for staff, you're paying for, you know, all that overhead, and it's taking a bite out of the education resources that you could otherwise plow into a school that has nearly full seats. And he says there are a lot of conversations going on now. He called them focused, facilitated conversations among all of the elementary schools about, hey, how can we do this? How can we perhaps consolidate some schools? How can we make the educational infrastructure stronger without creating, you know, major problems? Because it's very difficult. It's very traumatic for families, of course, when schools close or consolidate. And the Catholic diocese is going to face, regardless of the decisions that are made, it's going to face similar controversy with school closings as was faced with the church closings.
Right. It always is. And I noticed he was careful not to give any real time frames to it, though.
No, I asked him. I kind of pressed him on it. And I said, well, based on the student population and based on the trends you're seeing, give us a guess how many schools. And he said, I couldn't take a guess yet. He said that there's, you know, there are conversations going on now. He didn't even give us a timeline as it relates to when we may be seeing some final decisions. But he left me with the impression that this is a major priority. And I would have to guess that it's probably going to be sooner rather than later that you'll be hearing some decisions, or at least some preliminary decisions.
But he certainly made a powerful statement in the end where he said that the idea is to make the region's Catholic schools excellent.
Yeah, and he acknowledged that, you know, it could be viewed by some as just kind of spin, you know, a PR talking point. But he said he, in his discussions with educators, he's made it very clear that whatever outcome occurs, he wants the schools to be stronger.
Brian Meyer, thank you so much for sharing your In Focus interview with the leader of the Diocese of Buffalo.
Thank you.